Sixth Perek of Ayalos. First Mishnah. We learned before that Ayal not only spreads the Tumah underneath it, but it prevents the Tumah from going above it. So, Adam, V'keilim, Nasim, Adam, Tama, V'loi, Detaya. If it's a person or a kli, which is the Ayal or supporting the Ayal, it spreads the Tumah underneath it, L'tame, but it does not prevent the Tumah from going above. There's a concept we see throughout this Masechta, that a kli, Ayal, which is supported by Kalim, does not prevent Tumah from going up. Keter, Arba Noisim Esan Nidbach. Four people are holding a large stone, which is like an oil. Tumah Tachteh, Kalim Shal Gab of Tumah. Tumah underneath it, the Tumah goes through it because it's supported by people. Tumah Gab, Kalim Shal Tachteh, Tumah. Also, Tumah above it goes underneath it. Abelezim Etayeh. Abelezim disagrees. Because he says that since this is a stone, even though it's held by people, it is it does prevent the tumor from going underneath it. Nosin alava kelim. If you have a stone or a board which is supported by four kelim, afilu kli glolim, even the kelim that are made out of droppings, a kli avona made out of stone, kli adama made out of earth. Well, even though the namakabel tum, but it is a kli. Tum tafter kelim shel gabav tumeim. The same rule that something supported by a kli, that thing on top of it will not prevent the tum from going above it. Tum al gabav kelim shel tafter tumeim. The same thing the other way around. Tum is above it, tail underneath it are tumeim. Nosen avavonim al davar sheyesh baruachayim. It's supported by four stones and something that has ruachayim. Tum tafter kelim shel gabav tumeim. If it's on stones or an animal, that is considered a legitimate oil and it prevents the tumah from going up and going down underneath it.